Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Moshe Yehuda ben Peshadina, for Aaron Yisrael ben Rosh Mordechai, for Shmuel ben Yamin ben Tishna Rachel Leah, and for David Shukra'ala ben Rachel, and for Moshe Shimon ben Brian Akela, that Ishala Baruch Avatzlach Bechom Asayadeim, and Rufu Shlema, to Rebbe Yitzchak Menachem, and Gittam Lo Brian Deleia. Prida ben Siam ben Yom, Yishlom ben Fegadina, they should all have Rafu Shlema, Besoch, She'ar, Chol, Yisrael, Rafu Sinefesh, Rafu Haguf. We're going to be learning Yishtikol Meimaro, Maimer Yud Aleph, in the Sefer Meimaro, of the Holy Goin, Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap. Always a pleasure to learn his Torah. And we begin. Ve'erel Avram perish Rashi ve'erel la'avos ve'enu muvin machidish b'zera. The pasuk says that I will appear to Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov. And Rashi says a big chiddush. He says, you know, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are, they're the avos. As if I didn't know that on my own. So what is Rashi being machadish? And this is the subject of bevariatziot shanot harav v'charlap dan b'ze sichotav ve'beharbe svarim danu b'sheila hazot. ועכשיו נלמד מהלך אחד מיני רבות. הנה בניין גולס מצרים, אנו רואים סירובו של משה שסירב להיות שליח. We see that Moshe Rabbeinu refused to be a שליח for גולס מצרים. He says, מי אנוכי כאלך אל פרעה וכי יוצא את בני ישראל ממצרים? Who am I to go to Pharaoh? I'm going to take the Jews out of Egypt. Rashi explains, ואף אם חושב אני, and even if I'm חושב enough, מה זוכי ישראל שתעשה להם נס ויצאים ממצרים? What's the schus of Am Yisrael that you should perform for them a miracle and take them out, and I'll take them out of Mitzrayim? This is very odd Rashi, very strange. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Sanegor of Am Yisrael. And Pitom, he's Mekatreg. And he says, what schus do the Jews have? What do you mean, what schus do the Jews have? It's your job to try to find a schus for them. You're the Sanegorim Shel Yisrael. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu saying? ומאידך אנו רואים גם סירבו של פרעה והכבדת ליבו לבטיס שלחן. We also see that Paro had achbodes halev, he refused to send the Jewish people away. Ve'en safek ki ze lumat ze aseh Elokim. This opposite that Hashem made. That there are parallel kolchos in the world. Seirvo shel Moshe noveh mitzad ha-kdusha. Ve'seirvo shel Paro noveh mitzad ha-tum'ah. Moshe Rabbeinu's refusal stems from the side of kedusha and Paro from the side of tum'ah. ועניין בזה, דכבר ביארנו כמה פעמים, דמשך ימי הגלות בשיט אלפי שנין, הם אינם אלה 400 שנה, חולקה דסיטרה אחרה. So we know that the Golus is 6,000 years. And how do we, within these 6,000 years, there are going to be 400 years of Golus. And these 400 years are the chelik of the Sitra Achra. And we know that connected these 400, corresponding to that, you have the 400 people of Esa, Varbameos Ishima. And obviously in the world of Kedusha, for those of the Mekubalim amongst us, we have the 400 worlds of Kisufim. Those 400 worlds of desire for Hashem. והרצון של מעלה הוא שיגמרו את הדלת מאות שנה של הגלות ויתארו ממנו ורק מצד הבריאה שאפשר לה לספור לתוקף הגלות ביחד באחריך לגאולה. So really what God wanted was that the 400 years should finish in Golos and we should be purified. But we couldn't take the Golos, it was too much. So therefore the Gula had to come and Moshe Rabbeinu felt that and therefore he says, no, I don't want to take them out yet. There's no schus. So this way, Hashem is going to be forced to give the Jewish people extra kochos, kviyachol, forced to give the Jews extra kochos, they'll be able to handle the rest of the galus, and then take us out in due time, when we've become completely purified. And that's the seiruv of Kedusha. his refusal on the tzad of Kedusha. And Lumaso, there was the Sefer of Parah mitzad Tumah. Tumah says, Tichbad aveda ala anoshim. Let them work harder. Hainu shetegmor galut et kol chelka, galus should finish all of its chalokim. Make them keep working, keep them in the galus. And that's the refusal of power to let them go. Just like Moshe wanted them to stay, Paro also wanted them to stay. And Paro thought that as long as the 400 years aren't over, he could be defeated. But when the 400 years are over, then that's it. The Jews are done. Kaput, finished. But this was nothing. This is Tanchumen Shel Hevel. This is a consolation of emptiness, empty consolation. Ki ein ha-tumah ka-kdusha. Ha-tumah notzra rak b'gvul, v'im ki b'toch ha-gvul nidmela, shi'yesh b'yada shlita, aval michutz l'gvul, v'day ein la-shum etziyu. Tumah has kochos, but only within its boundaries, within its borders. Outside of its borders, they're hadgornished. It has no metzius. It has nothing, tumah, outside of its gvul. Within its gvul, it has koach. It thinks it has a lot of koach. But the second it's out of its gvul, it has no koach, but not kedusha. Kedusha is constantly expanding. It's pashtus ha-kedusha, like we have mesechus kedushin. An animal, and with an isha, lahavdil, that you're makadish an isha, and the kedusha is half of her, and the kedusha spreads. Kedusha is misirabe, kedusha is mispashet, not tumah. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the Geula to be finished, the Galus to finish, to reach its end, and then all of a sudden all the Kedushas, the Geula is going to be unbelievable. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, because once the Geula comes, he brings the Geula to the son of their sons for the sake of his name with love. It's Ava Bilti Gvulisu Bili Tachlis. This unbelievable love. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that the Geula should come, and the Geula is unlimited, so if they have to finish their years in Galus first. Ulazot Geula Tida Tiyeh Obofen Shekulo Zakai Obofen Shekulo Chayav. שביות כולו חייב ניכר הדבר שאין הגאולה הבאה מחמת זכויות כי אם מצד חסדו יתברך שמו. So that's why the gula has to come either in a generation that's kulo zakai or kulo chayev. So the Chazal say, why? Either they're completely righteous or completely liable. They're chayev. They're sinful. Why? Because if they're kulo chayev, so you see that it's mitzad chesed Hashem, and that's what the gula is. Gula is far beyond what we deserve. It's tremendous chesed Hashem. When it's kulo zakai, what's the yesod of being zakai? That you're an anav, that a person's humble. And then we'll believe that it's not from us, it's not because of us. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the anav mikol adam, mikar meles leklum, he has nothing on his own. And it's not that he thought he was less than other people, because that's not true enough. He wasn't an idiot. He knew that Hashem spoke to him. But he knew that it was all from Hashem. It's all from Hashem. Therefore, he's not better than anybody else. They're also. What they got from Hashem was what they got from Hashem. What he got from Hashem was what he got from Hashem. But he doesn't think he's a nothing. He knows Hashem is speaking to him. On the other hand, he doesn't walk around with his nose up thinking he's better than other people, because he knows it's all Matnas Hashem. The more he saw the Matanas of Hashem, the more he saw the Chazdei Hashem, the more shiftless he felt that it's nothing from him. And that's Dor Shekulo Zakai, that they're completely unoven, they're completely humble. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ma Zach Yisol Shtasel Amneis. They're not royal Geula, and therefore the Geula is not going to come to Shleimusa. So hold on, wait for the Geula. Sometimes in life we try to push things. It's not time yet. So the guy wants to get married. He's 22. He wants to get married. There's another girl. Rabbanu Shalom, his Kala is only 13. He doesn't know it. Right now she's in 8th grade. And she has Mickey Mouse pencils. And she's a little girl still. So he waits and another one. Finally, when he's 30, he meets her and they live happily ever after. By then she's a big girl. But if he would have pushed the hand, he would have tried to get married before it was the right time, it wouldn't have been the right girl. The gula comes before the right time, it's not the right gula. It's not the gula that we want. We want the gula shleima. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew that if it comes too soon, nishgit, no good. We have to know that the future redemption, there will be two faces. Hapana echad mitzad ha-ma'asim. Vehapana sheni mitzido yitbarach. One side is mitzad ma'asim, the other side is mitzad Hashem. That's above ma'asim. And those are the two Mashiach, Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef l'fi ha-ma'asim, Mashiach ben David. Beyond ma'asim, mitzad Hashem yitbarach. And that's the idea of the Gula Asida being b'shem Havoyo. Because Havoyo is only the moment. Hoveh. Constantly, every moment is a new moment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh the Briya Tamid. Lo'oisei orim gedolim. He's constantly making new oros. The Havoyah is mitchadeshet v'lo shech lomar sheh ma'asim gomorim. You can't say that it's because of the ma'asim, because every second is a new second without any shaychus to the past. And therefore the Gula Asida comes mitzad David, who doesn't even have his own years. You can't look at the past. You can't look at what was. That's the Gula Asida. But the Gula that's Bechinas Mashiach ben Yosef, that's Mitzad Hashem Shakai. That's the other name used in this week's parashah. These are all the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with such tifa zachin. Mamish. Nister Shebe Nister. But it's written in the Torah, so we have to understand as much as we can. So the name Havoya is Ushmi Hashem Lo Nodati Lehem. I didn't reveal myself to the office with Shem Havoya. That's the name of Hova. That's Mitzchadesh Tamid. And that's the Gula Asida, only B'Shem Shakai. And that's Mashiach ben Yosef. And that's the Metzius, that's the reality, that's this world. And there is a past. And therefore, with respect to Mashiach ben Yosef, we do get Mashiach ben Yosef based on our deeds, because we relate to the past. והנה הגילוי של שם קל שקאי היה להוות מצד נפלאות ערך גודלם וקדושתם. The name of קל שקאי was revealed to the Avos because of their great kedusha, but not the שם הוויה. שם הוויה was only revealed מצד ישראל, even though there is, we do see in Sefer Bereishis, we see שם הוויה with respect to the Avos, but that's not מצד themselves, that's מכוח their children. And therefore, it's Rashi's medactic, and he says, "Vayre la'avot," that he revealed himself to the avos b'shem kel shakai. That's mitzad the avos. That's mitzad their schus. But ushmi Hashem lo nodati lahem. They don't know me b'shem havaya. Even though yes, they did. They did relate to the shem havaya, but it wasn't mitzad themselves. It was because of their children. And the children, who gets the Gula Asida? The children, not the Avos. The Avos have been gone now for a few thousand years. But it's mitzad the children. So that's the Shem Avoya. So that's the Diuk and Rashi. Ushmi Hashem. Lo nodati lehem. Va'ir el Avos. I appear to the Avos. He's medayik that the Kel Shem Kel Shakai is mitzad the Avos. But Ushmi Hashem is mitzad the Banim. And that's the Gula Asida. And that's the Shem Avoya of constant schachus. That's what the Gula Asida is going to be. So we should all be Zoche, Emir Tzashem, Bekar of Mamish, to see the Shem Havoya and the Geula Shlema B'meheira V'Yameinu. Amen V'Amen. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos. See this, my most beloved friends.